안녕하십니까.
Hello everyone.
너무 아름다운 저녁입니다.
It's a very beautiful evening.
참 행복하십니까?
Everyone, are you happy?
여자가 태어나 삼평생 동안에 남자를 500개를 만든다고.
A woman in her lifetime will create about 500 eggs.
그 500개의 남자가 다 사람이 되면.
And if all 500 eggs become people,
지구가 사람 쓸 곳이 없다 그러면.
There'd be no room in the world for people to stand.
여자의 몸 안에 남자가 성자를 만나 자라가면서 사람이 만들어집니다.
So in the woman's body, when the egg meets a sperm, it grows inside of her and it becomes a human being.
근데 여러분, 여자의 그 남자가 다 사람이 되는 게 아니에요.
But it's not all the eggs in the woman that become people.
민들레가 그 꽃을 피우면 그 씨가 낙하산을 타고 땅에 떨어지는 거예요.
You know, the dandelions, you know, when they grow up, the seeds, they spread like parachutes all over the earth.
그게 전부 다 민들레가 되고 세상은 민들레로 덮인다고 그러죠.
And if they all become dandelions, the earth will be covered with nothing but dandelions.
거북이가 모래사장에 알을 낳아요.
The turtle lays its eggs on the beach.
그 알이 나와서 깨어나기 시작하면
And when the eggs begin to hatch,
이제 막 바다 위로 기어가는데
And then the turtles begin to crawl towards the ocean.
공중에 새들이 잡아먹고
Along the way, birds come down and eat them, and then lizards come and eat them.
거북이가 되는 단 한 마리만 장성한 거북이가 된다.
But of the 100 turtles, only one of them grow up to become an adult turtle.
사람의 마음에 많은 생각들이 일어나서 자라고 있어.
In people's hearts, many thoughts come and grow in people's hearts.
그것이 어느 정도 성숙하 자라면 어떤 행동을 몸을 조정해 행동을 만듭니다.
And after the thoughts grow to a certain point, they turn into actions and appear through your bodies.
범죄도 하고,
you commit crimes,
살인도 하고,
commit murder,
살인도 하고,
commit adultery, commit theft,
선한 일도 합니다.
And also do good deeds.
어떻게 도둑이 만들어지고,
how a person becomes a thief,
어떻게 살인자가 만들어지고,
and how a person becomes a murderer,
어떻게 간음자가 만들어지고,
and how a person becomes an adulterer.
여자 뱃속에서 아기가 만들 똑같은 방법으로 만들.
It's the exact same way a baby is formed in a person's body.
우리 마음에 많은 생각들 안에서 생각들이 싸웁니다.
Many thoughts inside of us fighting inside of us.
죽고.
And those thoughts die.
싸우고 죽고.
And other thoughts come fight die.
살아서 그게 이제 마음을 정복하면.
But when a certain thought grows in you and conquers your heart,
마음이 몸을 조종해서 범죄를 일으키고.
Then that heart begins to control the person to make it commit crimes or do something good. From 1988, I was invited by a prison.
10년 동안 제가 교도소에서 중범자들을 교육한 적이 있습니다.
For 10 years, I educated the violent criminals in prison.
제가 10년 동안 교도소에서 저 범죄자들을 매주 월요일 오후마다 가르쳤는데
And so every Monday afternoon for 10 years I taught the prisoners.
그래서 어떻게 사람 마음 안에 죄악이 만들어지는지
And there how sin is formed in people's hearts.
제가 성경을 통해서 공부하는 가운데 그걸 정확하게 거의 보였어요.
And as I studied that through the Bible I was able to see this precisely.
내가 전주 교도소에서 만난 부인은
The woman I met at the Jeonju prison
자기 남편하고 3개월 된 딸을 칼로 찔러 죽였어요.
It was a woman who stabbed to death her husband and her 3-month-old daughter.
그 이야기만 듣고 제가 그 부인하고 마주 앉았어요.
And I heard that about her and I sat down face to face with her.
여자는 교도소 오랫동안 복역하지 나오기 얼마 전이었는데
And so this was soon before she was to be released from prison.
교도소 주선으로 제 그 부인하고 만나서 여러 시간 이야기를 했어요.
And the prison arranged for me to meet with this woman and speak to her for a few hours.
그 여자가 자기 남편을 죽이고 딸을 죽인 건 정말 마음 안에 생각에서 만들어진 거예요.
And so the fact that she killed her husband and her young daughter, this all started from the thoughts in her heart.
병원에서 딸을 낳았습니다.
She had a daughter at the hospital.
너무 예뻤어.
And the daughter was so pretty.
병원에서 며칠 동안 이제 회복을 하고.
She recovered for a few days at the hospital.
집으로 돌아왔어.
And then she came home.
아직 이제 아기를 낳은 지 얼마 그래서 몸이 좀 약했어.
And it was not long after the birth, so her body was feeling weak.
아침 남편이 출근하고.
And in the morning, her husband went to work.
잠을 잤습니다.
And then she fell asleep.
한 11시쯤 다시 일어났어.
And around 11 a.m. she woke up.
중식을 정리하고 설거지를 했습니다.
And cleaned the house a little bit, did the dishes.
그 따뜻한 물을 담아서 아기 목욕을 시켰어.
And she got some warm water and began to bathe her baby.
수건으로 싸서 아기를 침대에 누웠어.
And wrapped the baby in a towel and laid the baby on the bed.
아기가 너무 예쁜 거야.
And the baby was so cute.
미칠 정도로 예뻐.
And so pretty, it drove her crazy.
아기 입을 맞추고.
She would kiss her baby, rub her cheek against the baby, hug the baby.
근데 한참 그러는데.
And then after a while,
생각 하나가 딱 들어.
A thought came to her.
우리 이렇게 예쁜 아기.
My precious little baby. What if somebody stabs and kills my baby? It's some strange thought. Think about it. Why would anyone want to stab and kill a baby? This thought makes no sense. But in this woman's heart, because she loves the baby so much, so precious, that's the only thing she could think about. And so she called the apartment security office. Is there anyone coming to my house? Don't let anyone in. And she began to lock all her doors. And she felt so scared. And she called her husband. Honey, I'm so scared. And the husband knows nothing about the situation. Scared of what? This is our own house. You're just feeling weak after having the baby. Don't be scared. And the husband was very lax about it. And the wife was so afraid, she didn't know what to do. The evening her husband came home. Honey, I'm so scared. Hey, it's okay. The husband didn't know his wife's heart at all. The important thing is the heart. When people go to the hospital, oh, what's my body temperature?
You know,
there's the equipment to measure your body temperature. What's your blood pressure? Or how much hemoglobin do you have in your blood? And people can measure these things. But because you cannot see or feel the heart, honey, I'm so scared. I'm so scared, 700.
아, 이제 지금 막 800이 넘었어요.
Oh, now it's past 800. We don't have that.
마음을 재는 기계도 없고.
There's no machine to measure your heart. There's no units.
아주 무서워요. 그렇게밖에 말.
And even if you're really scared, all you can say is, I'm really scared.
나 그냥 추설도 그렇게 빨리 표현한다.
All you can say is, oh my God, I'm really, really scared.
아내 마음에 고통 속에는 남편 이해를 못해.
And the husband could not understand the pain his wife was going through.
그래서 아침에
And then the next morning, the husband went to work.
아내가 남편을 잡았어요.
And then the wife held her husband.
여보, 당신 오늘 안 가면 안 돼.
Honey, can you not go to work today?
왜?
Why?
너무 무서워.
I'm so scared.
이제 그 아내 마음을 남편은 몰라.
And this husband doesn't know his wife's heart.
무섭긴 뭐가 무서워. 우리 살던 집인데 괜찮아.
Scared of what? This is our own house. You're fine.
이제 아기 낳아서 몸이 약해서 그런 거야.
You know, you just had the baby. You're feeling weak. Don't be scared.
아무런 말도 없이 직장에 갔어.
And the husband went to work as if nothing had happened.
여자가 아기를 싸가지고 밖으로 나왔어요.
And then the wife held the baby, came outside.
침대에 갔어요.
And then she got on a taxi and went to her house. And still, she couldn't stay there.
돌아왔어요.
And she came back.
슬펐어요.
She felt sad.
이거 아무 일도 아닌데.
You know, this is nothing.
그 생각 하나가.
But that one thought.
여자 마음을 다 사잡았어.
Completely conquered her heart.
근데 그 자기 사람 딸의 생명이 왔다 갔다 하는 일인데.
And you know, her little baby's life is on the line.
그 사람 마음을 잡기에 너무 좋았죠.
And you know, this was such an easy thing for that thought to grab her heart.
누가 그 아기를 찔러주겠어.
But who would stab her baby?
이제 하루가 가고.
One day passed.
일주일이 가고.
One week passed.
한 달이.
One month passed.
여자 마음이 점점 달라지.
And this woman's heart changed more and more.
이러다 내가 죽을 것 같아.
Oh, I think I'm gonna die.
잠 잘 안 와.
I can't sleep.
내가 죽을 거야.
I think I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
즉 어떤 생각이 여자를 자꾸 끌어가.
And a certain thought kept on dragging this woman.
제가 많은 범죄자들하고 이야기했습니다.
And I've spoken with many inmates.
이런 얘기 많이 해요.
And oftentimes they tell me this.
목사님 오늘 그날 나한테 정신이 아니었어요.
Pastor, that day I was not in my mind.
뭐가 쓰인 것처럼 끌려다녔어요.
It was as if something was dragging me to do it.
이제 어떤 생각들이 사람의 마음을 막 끌어가는
And certain thoughts are dragging people's hearts.
이 여자는 지금 어떤 생각에 끌려가고 있는 거예요.
Right now this woman is being dragged by certain thoughts.
그다가 생각 이 상태가 죽을 것 같아.
And then she thought, oh, if this continues, I'm going to die. I think I'm going to die.
혼자 생각을 해요.
And she thought about it by herself.
내가 죽으면
When I die,
남편이 다른 여자를 얻겠지.
Then my husband will get a new woman.
그 여자가 내 의자에 앉겠구나.
And that woman will sit on my chair.
그 여자가 내 화장대에 앉겠구나.
And that woman will use my vanity.
그 여자가 내 침대에 잠을 자겠구나.
And that woman will sleep on my bed.
근데 다음 생각이 어떻게 되는 거야?
And then another thought she had was
그 여자가 내 딸을 괴롭히.
That woman's gonna abuse my daughter.
몸이 떨리는 거예요.
This made her tremble.
상상을 해요.
She would imagine.
아주 추운 겨울에.
In the cold winter day.
자기 딸을 캄캄한 밤에 옷을 벗겨 내쫓습니다.
She would strip her daughter naked, kick her outside the house in the darkness.
자기 사랑하는 딸이 밖에서 아빠 추워요.
My loving daughter's gonna be outside saying, Daddy, I'm so cold.
무서워요.
Daddy, I'm so cold, scared. Open the door.
그런데
and
자기들은 밝은 불을 켜놓고 음식 먹기다 끓고.
And they're gonna be inside all by themselves, eating food, having fun and laughing.
여자가 너무 슬펐어요.
And thinking about that made this woman so sad.
아기를 보고 말했어요.
And then she told her baby,
아기야,
baby,
사랑, 아기야,
my loving baby.
엄마가 죽으면,
when mommy dies,
이 세상에 어떻게 살래?
How are you gonna live in this world?
못된 여자 너를 괴롭히면 어떻게 살래?
How are you gonna live when the wicked woman abuses you?
이거는 아무런 사실이 아닌데.
You know, none of this is true at all.
어떤 생각 하나 여자를 끌고 가요.
But a certain thought was dragging this woman.
대부분 범죄는 이런 식으로 만들어져요.
In this way, most crimes come about.
그래서 사람들은 마음의 세계를 치료하거나 진찰하는 방법이 없으니까.
But people don't know how to treat the world of the heart or how to measure, diagnose the world of the heart.
아기를 보고 울어요.
So she would look at her baby and cry.
나가요.
My baby.
엄마가 죽으면 어떻게 살아?
How are you going to live when mommy dies?
엄마가 죽으면 아무 이유 없었어요.
There's no reason for the mommy to die.
아기는 누가 죽였어?
And no one's going to kill the baby.
근데 그 생각 하나가.
But that one thought captured her.
그 다음 날이었어요.
And then the next day,
여자가 얘기를 해요.
The woman said,
아가야,
baby.
네가 그렇게 고생하는 걸 볼 수가 없어.
I cannot bear to see you go through that suffering.
네 혼자 그렇게 고통만 볼 수가 없어.
I cannot see you go through that suffering all by yourself.
차라리 네가 죽는 게 나아.
Rather, you're better off dead.
엄마가 죽기 전 너부터 죽여 주고 싶어.
Before mommy dies, I will have you die first.
무서운 생각이 여자 마음에 들어.
A scary thought entered into this woman's heart.
아가야,
baby,
엄마를 용서해.
Forgive mommy.
엄마는 너를 너무 사랑해.
Your mommy loves you so much.
그렇기 때문에 네가 그 고통 당하는 보고 있을 수가 없어.
That's why I cannot bear to see you that having gone through that pain.
너를 죽이려고 해.
That's why I'm gonna kill you.
엄마 너를 사랑해.
Your mommy loves you.
엄마를 용서해.
Forgive me.
자기가 죽은 것도 아니고.
She's not dead.
남편이 딴 여자 얻은 것도 아니고.
The woman, the husband has not gotten a new woman.
자기 딸을 괴롭히는 것도 아닌데.
And there's nobody abusing her daughter.
생각 하나가 막.
But her one thought dragged her there. And then another thought came to her. He too should die. Talking about her husband. He's going to bring in the wicked woman to abuse my daughter. He too should die. And my daughter's going to suffer because he's going to bring in the new wicked woman. This is a true story. And this woman picked up the knife.
남편이 퇴근하고 나오는데.
And her husband was coming home from work.
문 뒤에서 벌벌
She was shaking behind the door.
남편은 막 음식을 사들고 아내 여보 오는데.
The husband had bought some food for the family. Came home saying, "Honey."
칼로 배를 찔렀어요.
She stabbed her husband.
그 남편 죽고.
The husband died in the spot.
자기 딸도 죽였어.
The daughter she also killed her daughter.
자기도 죽을라 막 찌르는데 팔이 떨어져 나가.
And then she stabbed herself, trying to kill herself, cut off her hand, and became pitiful.
경찰에 체포가 돼.
And she was arrested by the police.
저는 많은 범죄자들에게
to many many criminals
범죄가 이야기를 듣습니다.
I listen to their stories about how they committed their crimes.
범죄가 만들어지는 건 마음에서 일어나죠.
And the crimes are made from the heart.
오늘 참 많은 단체들이 범죄를 줄이려고 하고 범죄를 막으려고 하는
Many organizations try to reduce crime and prevent crime.
근데 그 마음에서부터 되어진다는 사실.
But they don't know that all this begins from the heart.
우리 모두는 마치 여자가 난자를 500개를 만들지만 애기 뭐 하나 낳거나 둘 낳거나 하도 못 낳는 여자가 있는 거예요.
You know, just as a woman creates 500 eggs, but she'll have maybe one child or two child or maybe none.
남자는 더 많은 sperm을 만들어.
And men create even more sperms.
그러나 그것이 다 사람이 될 수 없는 거예요.
But they don't all become human beings.
우리 속에 일어난 수없이 많은 생각들이 다 사실로 행동으로 이루어지진 않아요.
Many thoughts that arise inside of us, so many, they don't all turn into actions.
그러나 여러분 정확하게 알아야 사실 가운데 하나는
But one of the things you have to precisely know is
어느 누구의 마음에도 불문하고
No matter whose heart it may be
아기가 자라듯이
Just as a baby grows
범죄가 자라고 있습니다.
Crime is growing
자라고 있습니다.
Yeah, I told her
안에 싸워요.
You know, you fight
내가 저 남자 너무 멋있어 하룻밤 잤으면 좋겠어
There is a fight going inside person's heart. Wow, that man looks so awesome. I wish I could spend the night with him. No, I shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't feel that way. Hey, you believe in God. How can you feel that way? No, you shouldn't. There's a fight happening in the person's heart. And so at a certain point, there is the outcome of which heart wins. Then the winning heart takes your flesh to go commit crime.
저는 참 많은 사람 마음 안에서 범죄가 자라가다가 무너지고 자라가다가 무너지는 것도 봤어요.
In many people's hearts, I saw crime growing in their hearts, falling apart, growing and falling apart.
범죄만 그런 게 아니에요.
And this is not only with just crime.
범죄만 그런 게
Not just crime.
나 착하게 살 거야.
I'm gonna be good.
난 공부 열심히
I'm gonna study hard.
난 대통령이 될
I'm gonna be the president.
그런 마음도 살아가요.
Hearts inside of us.
그게 다 자라나지.
And then they don't grow and they don't become it.
무너지고,
they fall apart,
그래.
they die off. It happens.
그래서 오늘날 사람들은 수없이 많은 범죄가 자라가는.
And that's why instead of many people, many, many crimes are growing in their hearts.
다 마음을 장악해서 행동을 하면 이 세상은 사람 한 사람도 못 살 거야.
If they all conquer that person's heart and turn into actions, then nobody will be alive in this world.
근데 제가 성경을 읽어보면
But when I read the Bible,
예배소 2장 이런 말씀
In Ephesians chapter 2, it says this.
너희의 허물과 죄로 죽은 너희를 살리셨도다.
He hath quickened you who were dead in trespasses and sins.
그때 너희가 그 가운데서 행한 이 세상 풍속을 쫓고 공주의 권세 잡으자 따랐으니.
When time passed, you walked according to the prince of the power of there, according to the course of this world.
불순종의 아들들 가운데 역사하는 영이라.
For it is the children, the spirit who works in the children of disobedience.
이제 이 세상이라는 많은 생각이 있는데.
Inside of the world, there are so many thoughts.
이제 그 생각 속 어떤 생각은 악령이 우리 속에 넣어진 생각.
Of those thoughts, certain thoughts is the evil spirit putting those thoughts inside of us.
그래서 악령이라고 했을 때,
when you say the evil spirit,
여자들 막 미쳐서 옷을 찢고 던지고 이럴 때 악령이라고 생각하는.
You know, we think when women act crazy, throw their clothes off and run around, go screaming, we think, oh, that's an evil spirit.
그렇지 않아요.
Not so.
아주 착하고,
very calm.
예쁜 아이 마음에도 악령이.
The evil spirit puts thoughts even into the hearts of very calm, kind children.
그래서 그 영의 이끌림을 받을 때 이런 현상들이 일어나.
And when led by these kinds of evil spirit, these kinds of things happen.
그러면 막 그 이기려고 발버둥을 치는데 못 이기.
And people try so hard to overcome these things, but they can't.
이제 그 영이 딱 잡아요.
And then that spirit grabs you.
그는 그대로 끌려가.
And he's dragged whichever way that spirit pulls.
그래서 사람들이 어리석어서.
But people are foolish.
자기서 일어나는 생각 자체가.
The thought that arises inside of them itself.
악령이 나를 끌어간다 생각하는 그이 없어요.
Almost nobody thinks that, oh, it's the evil spirit dragging me around.
그냥 안 하려고 그래, 이럴
They just try not to do it.
이제 그런 사람을 저는 많이 만나.
And I meet a lot of people like that.
이런 이야기했습니다.
And then I said this.
책에서 봤는데요.
I read this in a book.
Brother Andrew라는 사람이 있어요.
There's a person named Brother Andrew.
그가 이제 네덜란드의 군인이었어요.
This man was a soldier from the Netherlands.
인도네시아 전투에 참전했어요.
And he was fighting at a war in Indonesia.
이제 그가 배를 타고 인도네시아 내려.
And he got on a boat and got off in Indonesia.
우간다 대통령 저 우간다 저 뭡니까 대사님 그 원숭이 이야기를.
And then earlier, the director from Uganda he mentioned to us about a monkey.
여러분 그 막 배에서 내리는데.
And getting off the boat.
아이들이 원숭이를 들고 팔고 있어.
There were children who were selling monkeys.
원숭이 사세요. 달라요.
Monkey for sale, $3. Monkey for sale, $3.
그래서 앞에 갖다 막 뛰었어요.
And then they shoved it in his face.
아무 생각 없이 3달러 원숭이.
So he just mindlessly gave him $3 and got a monkey. And brought the monkey to the base.
그래서 자기 방에 원숭이를 키워.
And then he raised that monkey in his room on base.
전투가 시작이 되고.
And then the fighting started.
전투한 치열하게.
And the battling was so fierce.
이게 전투한다고 하루 종일 교전하는 건 아니에요.
And so just because you go to battle doesn't mean you're fighting all day long.
교전하는 게 보통 20분, 30분.
Actual fighting is maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
아니면 길어야 한 시간인데 그렇게는 거의 안 해.
And so at most 1 hour, but it barely goes that long.
저하고 이제 막 딱 한번 교전이 시작되면.
And so the enemy is there, and once the fire exchange starts,
이 30, 10분 안에 모든 게 결정이.
Everything is done in 20 or 30 minutes.
그게 이제 사람들을 참혹하게 만.
And this makes people terrified.
정말 가깝게는 전우가.
And then the friends that you had by nighttime are dead bodies.
정말 사랑한 친구가 병신이 되고 다리가 끊어져 나가요.
And you see your loving friends becoming disabled, losing their legs.
그 20분 동안은 못 피해서.
Because in that 20 minutes.
30분 동안 못 피해. 그런 비참한 일이.
All that happens in 30 minutes, these terrible things.
사람이 굉장히 예민해.
And it makes the person so sensitive.
무슨 말만 해도 막.
And then easily gets angry when somebody says something.
전쟁터에서 정신 돌아가는 저 군인들이 참 많아.
And there are lots of soldiers who lose their minds at war.
아주 막 치열한 전쟁 속에서.
And instead of that fierce, fierce battle.
전투에 나가면.
And when they go to the battlefield.
어떤 전투가 치러질까?
You know, what's the battle going to be like today? You know, how am I going to survive this today? What if I get shot today? How am I going to not die today? I have my family.
긴장해.
And they become very, very tense.
앤드류는 전투를 마치면 친구들하고 이야기를 하네.
And Andrew, after war, he would talk to his friends.
현재 공포 속에.
And they're in the horror and terror of war.
원숭이를 데리고 숲 속에 가.
And then he would take his monkey, go into the woods.
장난을 치고.
And then play around.
원숭이가 앤드를 좋아해서 막 나무에 뛰어내려고 막 그것이 자기 마음의 전쟁 공포에서 벗겨져.
And then the monkey would jump around the tree and act cute and playful, and that's what took the terror of war away from Andrew.
앤드류가 만일에 원수 없으면 그 전쟁 공포 때문에 정신병자 될 수도 있었겠다는 생각도 해.
And Andrew would think that if it weren't for this monkey, I'd be crazy by now because of the terror of war.
근데 그 원수가 너무너무 자기를 즐겁게 해주고.
And but the monkey would bring him so much joy, he would give the monkey a banana, and that's how they would spend time together. But at a certain point, something changed about the monkey. And the monkey knows nothing about the war. And the monkey was no longer happy to see Andrew, and no longer playful. It's just shivering in the corner in pain. Hey monkey, what happened? What's wrong? Well, what's wrong? And it was heartbreaking because the monkey's in so much pain. Is your mom dead? Did something happen? Tell me, what's wrong? But they can't talk to each other. And Andrew would take the monkey into the woods where there was no one. And there's something he would always do. He would lay down and look to the sky and let the monkey sit on his chest. And then the monkey would be playing around. That day, he laid the monkey on his chest and then he pet the monkey.
앤드류 손이 머리에서 내려오다가 못 지어내 왔을 때
And Andrew's hand was coming down from the head and when it reached the monkey's neck
그게 뭐가 있는 걸 발견했어요.
He felt something there.
이게 뭐야 하고 만져봤어요.
He felt it. What is that? Amazingly,
그 원숭이 아주 어릴 때,
when that monkey was very young, 때, when it was very small,
원숭이를 묶어도 철사를 먹였.
Someone had put a metal wire around the monkey's neck.
근데 원숭이 털 때문에 철사는 보이지 않았고.
But because the monkey's fur, they couldn't see the wire.
원숭이는 팔려온 거예요.
And then the monkey was sold.
그리고 원숭이 자랐어.
And then the monkey grew.
그러니까 철사는 그대로 또 먹 자라니까 먹이 원숭이 철사에.
And the metal wire is there, and the monkey is growing. So the monkey's the metal wire began to choke the monkey's neck. Right then, Andrew realized it. Ah, you were suffering because of this. Because that metal wire wrapped around your neck. It was so simple. And so he got a cutter, and he got a very sharp blade, and brought some ointment, and took the monkey into the woods, sat it down. And they can't talk to each other, so he would explain,
yeah.
You know, you have that in your neck, so it's painful. And I'm gonna loosen that from you. So you gotta sit through this. And so he tried to explain. We don't know if the monkey understood this, but he laid the monkey down. And with his right foot, he put it on top of the monkey's head. And the monkey just laid there. And he put his left foot on top of the monkey's belly. And then felt out the monkey's neck. And after feeling for a while, he found a place that had the knot on the metal wire. And next to the knot of the metal wire, he cut the flesh of the monkey a little bit. And the monkey began to bleed. And then he grabbed the wire. And he snipped it with the cutter. And then when he pulled on the knot, the wire was so easily removed. And all this was done in less than a minute. And the monkey endured through it well. And then he put medicine on it and then treated the wound. And the monkey was so happy. He started to climb up the tree and back up and jumping around, so happy, so playful. Even though a person cannot talk to a monkey, from then on, he and the monkey became so close. And the monkey knew that he saved them from the pain. And from then on, the monkey became so playful, gave him so much joy. And through that, he was able to forget the many pains of war. And the monkey's an animal. You cannot talk to it, but it also has a heart. He knows that he helped him. He knows that he removed the wire from him, so he cared for him so much. Everyone amongst people, when through these kinds of things, when people's heart become connected, the monkey was happy and the Andrew became happy through the monkey. When they have that relationship, you know, when people live life, that kind of relationship is formed. You know, through learning the world of the heart, through that one thing, through it I changed the hearts of many young people. And so I helped them with just a few things here and there, but they were so joyful with me. They wanted to be close with me and became so happy. I told the president of Benin when I met him, what are you going to do after your presidency? And he says, I haven't thought about it. Are you going to give me some work? In the what work? I said, I cannot help you make money, but I'm going to make you do something to make you so happy. What is it, he asked. I told him to work for the IYF. It's going to make you happy. As I worked for the IYF for 17 years, I cried a lot, laughed a lot,
많은 기억들, 꿈 같은 일들이.
And I have many memories, dream-like things that happened.
그 간단하게 우리가 볼 때 카트가 철사나 찍고 당기는 그 아주 간단한 거지.
It's very simple taking a cutter and removing the wire.
원숭이는 생명이 걸려 있는데.
But the monkey, its life is on the line.
원숭이의 끈은 불가능.
You know, it's impossible for the monkey.
그러나 앤드류는 끊을 수 있어요.
But Andrew can remove it.
마음의 세계를 알면.
If you know the world of the heart.
처음에 많은 문제로 죄 속에 어둠 속에 빠져가는데.
Because of problems, youths fall to sin and darkness.
건져주고 살려줄 수가 있는 거.
We can pull them out of it, and we can save them.
많은 젊은이들이 이 마음의 세계를 배우고 알면서 인생이 바뀌어지는.
Many young people came to learn and get to know about the world of the heart, and their lives were changed.
변화된 아이들 이야기를 하려면,
and for me to talk about the young people who had changed,
수도 뭐 가릴 수, 헤아릴 수 없어.
There's so many I cannot even count them.
그들 어둠에서,
from their darkness,
마약에서,
from drugs,
도박에서,
from gambling,
알코올에서,
from alcohol.
이제 그런 것도 가장 심각한 거는. 사람과 사람 사이 갈등이에요.
And of these, the most serious is the struggle between man and man.
제가 이번에 멕시코에서 그 이야기를 좀 했는데.
And I talked about this when I was in Mexico.
한 여학생 있어요.
There was this girl.
최현정이라는 여학생.
A girl named 최현정.
얼굴도 참 예쁘고.
She has a very pretty face.
참 조용한 아이.
And she's a nice young lady.
우리가 IYF가 Good News Core라는 프로그램을 가지고
And through our IYF Good News Core program
대학생들 1년 동안 학교를 휴학하고 해외에 나가서 봉사하게 해요.
We have college students take 1 year off of school to go abroad to do volunteer service.
특히 그 의학 전문 학생들은 그 굉장히 좋은 프로그램.
And for students who are majoring in language, this is a really good program.
예를 들어 스페인어를 배운 아이들이.
For example, kids who are studying Spanish.
대학에 4년 스페인어 배워도 잘 몰라요.
You know, they learn Spanish for 4 years in college, but they don't really know it.
얘들한테 2학년쯤 돼서 굿뉴스코로 스페인어 쓰는 나라 갔다 오면.
But after their second year, if they go to a Spanish-speaking country for Good News Core.
교수보다 스페인어를 더 잘해.
They end up speaking Spanish better than the professors.
그래서 저들은 제가 통역을 많이 두고 있습니다.
And so I have a lot of interpreters.
제가 뭐 외국어 잘 못하기 때문에.
Because I can't speak other languages.
근데 우리 IYF가 한국에 제일 많은 언어를 가지고.
And so the IYF has the most languages in Korea.
뭐 한가리어.
You know Hungarian.
터키어.
You know, Turkish.
이토피아어.
You know, Ethiopian language.
그거 항상 그게 없어요.
Because it's very hard to find people who speak those languages. But we have them all.
그래 국제 행사를 하면 다 우리 도움 받아요.
And so when we have global events, they all need our help.
월드컵 한국에 살 때.
When they have the World Cup in Korea.
그때 우리가 전적으로 언어를 다 도와줘.
At that time, we supported all their languages.
이 학생은 엄마가 뇌경색 눈에 소경이 돼서.
So this student, her mother had a brain hemorrhage, and her mother became blind.
그런 상태에서 아기를 낳았어요.
And that's when she was born, while her mother was blind.
아기를 낳고 얼마 안 있다 바로 이혼을 해.
And then sadly, after the birth, the mother got divorced.
엄마는 뭐냐, 호텔에서 이제 그 사람들 마사지를 하는 일을 하는.
And the mother worked at a hotel giving massage to people.
어디다 이렇게 마사지하면 피로가 빨리 풀리고.
And so how to give massage to
get
rid of fatigue.
소화가 잘 되고.
You know what massage is good for digestion.
잠이 잘 오고.
You know what massage is good for sleep.
그걸 이제 그 맹인 학교에서 배웠어요.
And the mother learned that at the school for the blind.
아기 낳고 얼마 안 돼서 이제 아버지하고 엄마
But not long after having the baby, there was a lot of conflict between the husband and wife.
앞을 못 보는 소경들이 가는 슬픔 가운데 하나가 그거예요.
And this is one of the sadness that the blind people carry.
우리 사람이 의심스러울 때,
when we doubt others,
보면 그 사실을 확인하면 괜찮은데.
You go and see and check for yourself, and you get rid of the doubt.
소경은 앞을 못 보잖아.
But the blind cannot see.
소경이 어떤 의심이 내 그 증폭이 굉장히 큰데.
You know, when the blind feels a doubt, then the doubt becomes so big.
거기서 건져내기 쉽지 않아.
There's no way to bring them out from the doubt.
이혼이 됐어요.
And so they were divorced.
이제 엄마가 난감한 거예요.
And then the mother felt completely lost.
이제 안 못 본 엄마가 갓난 아기를 키울 수 없어요.
As a blind woman, she cannot raise a newborn baby.
엄마가 친척 집에 잘 아기를 맡겨.
And then the mother would go to her relatives to give the baby and give them money.
근데 친척 어느 누구도 눈먼 소경도 안 좋아, 아기도 안 좋아, 늘 천대를 받아.
And the relatives don't want the baby. They didn't like the blind mother, so they always despised them. When she became 14, 15 years old.
자기 집에 자기가 똑같은 아이 그 집에 그 아이는 사람과 자기는 멸시 천대를 받으니까.
She lives in somebody else's home, but the other childs are loved. loved while she's despised. She was enraged in her heart. This is all my mother's fault. This is all my mother's fault. And even as she grew and as she lived with her mother, she had all kind of rage and hatred against her mother. And then over nothing she would curse at her mother. Mom, if you couldn't raise me, why did you have me? You should have just killed me. And she would say all these nasty things to her mother. And she would get money from her mother. And she wouldn't go to school. She would just drink all day long. And every night she would get drunk. Hey, Hyunjung. Mom, are you worthy to say that to me? If you couldn't raise me, you should have sent me to the orphanage. At least I wouldn't suffer like this. Mother, you're the one who's blind. Why do I have to suffer? And they couldn't handle her. And she too could not handle herself. And then second year of college, at the school she came to the iWife Good News Corps program. And then she signed up for the volunteer service abroad. She went through the training and she came to Tanzania. And she wanted to change in Tanzania. But her personality wouldn't change. She would complain, she would yell. And then nothing changed about her in Tanzania. She was disappointed. I thought I would change if I go abroad. And she packed her bags. And then the missionary's wife said, Hyunjung, what's wrong? Oh, nothing, missionary's wife. Hey, why do you always not say anything when you have a difficulty? You have to tell me for me to be able to help you. I'm trying to help you. Missionary's wife, did you say you're going to help me? Do you really want to help me? Right now I want to kill myself. Then help me. And this was so heartbreaking. And so she had been hiding the fact that her mother is blind. And she was so angry, she yelled it and she told everybody. Missionary's wife, what do you know about me? You know, what are you going to tell me about? Do you know what kind of a person I am? My mother is blind. And do you know what it's like to be the daughter of a blind? And she told about the grief she went through as the daughter of a blind. The missionary's wife took Hyunjung by the hand and didn't say anything to her. And after a good while, the missionary's wife said, Hyunjung, your mother, at your flower young age like you, she lost her eyesight and the world was nothing but pain. But right then, she had you. Listen. For your mom, it was darkness all around, but you were her light. You were her joy. You were happiness. You are everything of her joy. But did you ever think for you to curse and lash out at your mother, how that must have made your mother feel? Hyunjung was shocked. She had never once considered her mother's heart. And that's the problem with young people nowadays. And that day her heart was pained. How sad my mom must have been. Why did I not once feel out my mother's heart? How painful this must have been for my mother. And then not long after, she talked with her mother on the phone. When Hyunjung became 21 years old, the first thing she said to her mother, Mom, thank you so much for giving birth to me.
계속 울었어.
And the mother cried and cried.
울고 울고 그랬어.
And she cried and cried and cried.
엄마 울지 마.
Mom, don't cry. I was so bad.
내가 왜 엄마 마음을 좀 몰랐지?
Mom, why did I know your heart? Why did I only just speak from my perspective?
내가 이제 1년 봉사하고 한국에 돌아왔어.
She finished her 1 year of volunteer service and came back to Korea.
너무 너무 아름다운 가정이 됐어.
And they became a very beautiful family.
내가 너무 변했어.
And she completely changed.
자기가 이제 막 엄마도 불평 원망했던 엄마를 사랑 둘이 사랑하니까.
She had complaints and bitterness against her mother, but now they love each other so much.
제가 전전주에 우간다에 갔었는데.
2 weeks ago, I went to Uganda.
우간다에 제가 캠프에 이제 말씀 마치고 내려왔는데.
And at the camp in Uganda, I preached the word, and I was coming down.
그 현정이가 그 와 있어.
현정 was there.
현정, 도대체 왜 이리?
Oh, 현정, what are you doing here?
목사님 제가요.
Oh, Pastor.
한자리아에 군주스 코리스 너무 행복해서 그 한번 갔다가 왔어요.
Oh, Pastor, you know when I was a Good News Corps volunteer in Tanzania, I was so happy, so I came back to visit them again.
우간다에서 캠프한다고 해서요.
And I heard we're having a camp in Uganda.
합창단 도와주러 왔어요.
So I came here to help the choir.
합창단 옷도 도와주고 그렇게 하려고.
Help them with their costumes. That's what I'm doing here.
제가 걔를 다시 무대에 들어왔어요.
And I brought her back to the stage.
이 학생이 현정이라고.
And I told him, this girl is 현정.
지금 너무너무 행복해.
And she is so happy now.
사람들은 마음에서 행복한 걸 느끼고 슬픔도 마음이 느끼는.
It is the heart which feels the happiness. It is the heart which feels the sadness.
마음을 모르면 범죄를 고치거나 행복을 찾는 건 불가능합니다.
You know, without knowing the heart, it's impossible to find happiness or find peace.
성경을 수십 번을 읽으면서,
and as I read the Bible many, many, many times,
마음의 세계를 배웠습니다.
I learned the world of the heart.
그래서 제가 사랑하는 많은 사람 변하고 새로워져가고 있어요.
And I teach many people about it. Through it, people are changed and they live new lives.
2009년 중국 공천당에 내가서 초대를 받 이틀 동안 강의하고 책을 출판해.
In 2009, I was invited by the Chinese Youth League and I lectured there and I wrote a book about it.
베트남하고 MOU를 결정하고 설립하고.
And last year, we formed an MOU with
베트남의
Vietnam.
베트남의 젊은이들 다 가르치고 있고.
And we're teaching all the young people of Vietnam.
지난 1년 동안 필리핀에 6만 명의 교사들
And the last 1 year, we did mind education for 60,000 teachers in the Philippines.
IYF가 세상을 바꾸고 있어요.
The IYF is changing the world.
이제 앞으로 내년쯤이면
Now in the future, next year,
지금부터 각 대학에 마인드 학과 설립하는 일 제가 하고 있고요.
Now right now, we are opening mind education departments in universities.
올해 안에 저희들이 마인드 교재를 지금 기본은 만들고 만들고 있고
And we've made the basic textbooks for mind education already.
그리고 지금 짜는 일이 있고
And we're building the curriculum.
많은 정부들이 전 세계 젊은이들에게 이 마음의 세계를 가르쳐
And we're going to work with many governments to teach the young people of the world of the heart.
밝은 삶을 살도록
And we're going to lead them to lead bright lives.
그 베닝의 야리보이 대통령은 IYF 고문이 됐습니다.
Now the president of Benin, President Yayboni, became an advisor to IYF.
그다음에 그 파라과이의 대통령도 IYF 고문이.
And also the president of Paraguay has become an advisor to the IYF.
제가 IYF 한 17년 동안
And for 17 years together with the IYF, I've been so happy.
울기도 하고,
I cried with them, I laughed with them.
학생들이 변하는 거 보면 너무 행복해.
And it makes me so happy to see the students changing.
기성세대는 아마 이게 잘 안 변하는데.
And the older people don't change so much.
마음이 자주 바뀌.
And but the young people, their hearts change frequently.
좋은 데 갔다 또 나쁜 데도 잘 가지만.
They become good quickly and then also bad quickly.
변하는 학생들이 너무 아름다워.
But it's so beautiful to see the students changing.
그러는 동안에.
And through it,
비행기도 많이 타고.
You know, I rode the airplane a lot.
만나.
And as I meet with them,
그들이 행복해 하는 걸 봅니다.
I see them becoming very happy.
IYF가 전 세계 젊은이들을 지금 바꾸고 있어요.
Right now, the IYF is changing the youths all over the world.
어제 바쁜데 와서 함께 해주신 여러분 모두에게 감사를.
And to all of you, I want to thank you for joining us. I know you're very busy.
정말 이제 고통받는 학생들이 없이.
So that there will be no students in this world going through pain.
행복한 가운데 잠이 들고.
And so that they may go to bed in happiness.
소망 가운데 잠을 깨도록.
And awake from sleep in hope.
젊은이를 만드는 게 저희들의 목표입니다.
Making the youths to be that way is my goal.
또 우리 하늘에 하나님이 함께 하시는 걸 볼 수가 있어요.
And I can see that God is with us in the work that we do.
여러분 모두도 IYF 많이 구원해 주시고
and I hope that all of you will support the IYF much and I hope that you will be continue to be with us.
오늘 이 자리에 오신 여러분 정말 감사하고요.
Everyone, thank you so much for being here tonight.
그토록 하나님의 축복이
and I hope that the blessings of God will overflow in your families. Thank you very much, everyone.